So, personally, coach, looking at your team so far at the tournament, you guys have competed today, and there was really no result, nothing tangible to hold on to the medals. Overall, how do you rate your athletes' performances?
Well, they have not lived much to the expectation that we had when we left. But then, given the prevailing circumstances, this is what they can achieve. And we are thankful for this achievement. But we continue to be very hopeful and anticipate that in the 200 that things might improve. And usually things can just happen out of the blue. So it will be no surprise if we come by winning any medals, because we all left our country to come and compete in order to win medals. So that's our primary objective. So we work hard towards it, we prepare towards it, despite all the challenges that we encounter, but then we still look forward to achieving our ulterior motive of coming here.
All right, so let's talk about the Olympics at 2020. What are your preparations? What is the Gambian preparation for it?
Well, actually, this is part of the preparation towards here, because I believe every national association or federation works around the Olympic cycle. So you have 4 years to prepare. You build your team, and then all of these competitions are part of your development program as a build-up towards the Olympics. So this is all part of the preparations towards the Olympics.
Okay, so right now, what is next for the Gambian team after this tournament? We've talked about the Olympics, but the immediate plan, what are the immediate plans for the Gambian athletes team? Because Olympics is still 2020, like you said, which is 2 years from now.
Oh, yeah.
But between now and then, what are the immediate, the nearest plans for the team?
Well, the coaches have their progression. Like I said, it's a four-year cycle. Year one, you have your targets for year one. And then for every year, there is a progression. And then at the end of every season, you assess the performance based on their expectations and your input towards achieving those objectives. And then you get the feedback at the end of the season, and then you try to improve on your achievements, and then try also your weaknesses or constraints, the areas of weakness. You try to improve on them, and it is all part of the progression towards your ultimate competition, which is the Olympics.
Okay, so now, is there anything that you can say you've picked up in Nigeria, like a lesson learned that you could incorporate into athletics in Gambia? So far, so good.
Well, I don't really think so. The only difference I see is the availability of the resources that are present for athletics here. Here you have the National Institute for Sports, which produces coaches and the technicians. Okay. For us, we don't have any such institution, and also you have a lot of personnel the financial resources are there. There are sponsors, because you can see even this championship, at least there's a minimum of 10, you have up to about 10 sponsors, which is a great achievement. Whilst in our case, there's absolutely none. And as a national federation, we continue to knock on the doors of the private sector to come to our aid, because without sports without the resources or the financial resources and sponsorship, it becomes very challenging, because there is so much that is required and which we cannot readily provide. So we need the support of the private sector to come to our aid to achieve the goals in that area. Because you need the human resource, you need the financial resource, and then all the other inputs that are required.
I'm afraid.
So in that case, I'm really impressed with what I've seen in those areas. In Nigeria here, you have those resources readily available, compared to us where it is hard to come by.